From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Northern California residents are coping with a fierce winter storm that is sweeping through the region. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports from Modesto.
Heavy rain and strong winds have flooded roads, downed trees and limbs, and caused a mudslide that trapped a resident in her home. Record amounts of rainfall have been reported in a number of areas. Flights to and from Northern California airports have been delayed for hours. Evening commuters are stuck in traffic that's moving at a snail's pace. In Stockton, officials received more than 300 calls of fallen trees and limbs. City spokeswoman Connie Cochran says crews responded immediately.
Street crews and parks maintenance crews have been redeployed to help clear debris and limbs. We are contract with West Coast Arborists, and they've been doing a lot of the tree work for us as well.
There have been tens of thousands of reports of power outages. Utility officials say all available crews have been deployed. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The Senate Finance Committee has approved a Democratic health care bill. The vote was 14-9. Maine Senator Olympia Snow is the only Republican who voted for the measure. Here's Committee Chairman Max Baucus arguing in favor of the bill before the vote.
Ours is a balanced bill that does bend the cost curve, that does lay the foundation for continued progress. It lowers the federal deficit, ends insurance industry discrimination, expands coverage, and improves quality. It also guarantees that in the United States of America, no person will go broke just because he or she gets sick.
The Senate Finance Committee bill has to be reconciled with one from the Senate Health Committee. Majority Leader Harry Reid says full Senate debate on health care overhaul should begin the week of October 26th. There will be at least two more top-level meetings at the White House before President Obama decides on a new strategy for Afghanistan. Barry Schwed has more.
In announcing Wednesday's three-hour meeting and another meeting next week, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said we need a policy that works, and if it takes more time to settle on that policy, the idea is to get it right. The biggest question is whether to send in more troops, as commanders have suggested, and if so, how many? There are proposals to build up to more than 100,000. Spokesman Gibbs said the goal is to destroy al-Qaeda. His boss, the president, added other extremists, possibly indicating at least some elements of Taliban were included. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwed in Washington.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is down 25 points at 10,051. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 14 points to close at 9,871. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained a fraction of a point to close at 2,139. And the S&P 500 was down 3 points. You're listening to NPR News. Syria plans to hold military exercises with former rival Turkey. The announcement comes days after Turkey canceled Air Force maneuvers with its ally Israel. Earlier this year, Turkey criticized Israel's three-week war in Gaza last December and January. The two countries deny that there is any threat to their relationship or their strategic interests. But the State Department calls it inappropriate for Turkey to exclude Israel from a military drill at the last minute. Angola and its neighbor, Democratic Republic of Congo, have agreed to suspend a wave of tit-for-tat deportations of each other's nationals after emergency talks. More from NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton.
Angola urgently dispatched a delegation to the Congolese capital after reports that 20,000 Angolans had been expelled at short notice across Congo's borders in recent days. This action was apparently in retaliation for Angola's deportation of illegal Congolese diamond miners. In regular roundups, Angola has expelled Congolese miners from its territory. Forced to abandon their homes and businesses, Congo began forcibly deporting Angolans who've been living there for decades as refugees from Angola's almost 30-year civil war. These tit-for-tat expulsions highlight strained relations between the two neighbors, which were erstwhile allies during Congo's 1998 to 2003 civil war, which dragged in surrounding countries. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Again in stocks, Tokyo's Nikkei Index down 25 points at 10,051. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.